what's going on? Welcome into a special edition of Chatterbox Reds. Reds off on Friday, still celebrating that opening day win. And I brought in my guy, Bryce Spalding, to talk about opening day, talk about the Louisville Bats, who made their season debut on Friday night, and also preview Saturday's game. Before we get to Bryce, I want to tell you we're sponsored by DSC Commodities. Deep South Commodities is what helps us do everything we do here at Chatterbox Reds. And DSC is a leader in renewable commodities for biofuel production, specializing in used cooking oil collection, aggregation, and sales. Visit www.deepsouthcommodities.com for more information. All right, Bryce Spalding. This guy went, I don't know, maybe semi-viral on opening day, because this guy, get this, he tweeted out a prediction for opening day. He said the Reds were going to win 8-2. They won 8-2. And he said Nick Martini was going to hit a home run. I love the Martini home run bet. When I saw Bryce do that, I was like, oh, I got to tail that. But I was like, I'm going to wait to make sure he's in the lineup. He was in the lineup. I checked. His odds like went way down, and I chickened out and didn't do the bet. But Bryce did. Bryce, you're a winner. What a day, man.
It was nuts. It was like I was jokingly doing the whole thing where I was like going about my day, and I just felt good about the game in general. So I was like, why not? 8-2, just throwing out a random score. And then Stevenson hits the ball, gets fumbled by the third baseman, Ellie scores, and it's 8-2. And I'm like, what is happening, man? Like, it's so weird. And Martini hit a home run his first at bat, like I said. It was just like all happening at once. And the tweet already had a lot of likes, but then it has like 1,500 likes at this moment. It's pretty crazy, man. It was a lot of fun. It seems like a lot of people are buying into this team already, which is really cool to see.
Let's talk about opening day. Just overall, obviously, Nick Martini had a historic opening day. There's really no way else to say it. Just a great win for the Reds to kind of, you could say, set the tone. I'm sure that's, you know, hyperbole and all that kind of stuff. But nonetheless, look, you get a win on opening day. You beat a team you're supposed to beat, and good vibes all around.
Yeah, especially Montas. I think that he came out and really set the tone early on. Like, he was pounding the zone, and I think that's I kind of laugh about it sometimes whenever they talk about leadership. Like, yeah, these guys are professionals. Like, they know what they need to get done. But it's cool to have the guy that's done it and did it and did everything from there. So it was cool to see. And I was a little worried they were going to come out flat just with everything that happened this spring. Like, it very easily could have happened. They could have came out and Gray could have pitched well, and Montas didn't pitch well, and the offense sputtered a little bit, but they didn't. So I thought it was really good to see. I thought even some of the outs they were making were hard-hit outs. I think India had a couple hard-hit balls that went for outs, Benson as well. So it was just an overall, like, just feel-good day at GABP.
Yeah, hopefully a lot more of those coming up this year for our beloved Cincinnati Reds. One of the reasons I want to bring Bryce in today was because the Louisville Bats made their season debut, and Bryce covers the minor leagues better than anyone out there. The Bats, in their debut, they fell down 4-0 early, but they came roaring back, won 9-8. In fact, it was the first opening day win for Louisville since the 2014 season. Last year, one of Louisville's best years in a long time. Louisville's been a really, really bad, bad team for a long time, but hopefully turning the tide. We'll start with Rhys Hines, because he was at the biggest swing of the day, a home run. He also walked in this game. Bryce, I kind of feel like Rhys Hines has kind of become a little bit of the forgotten man. We got Jacob Herdebees and Blake Dunn, we'll talk about in a second. They're kind of the guys getting all the hype. They're the guys that are the hot commodities right now. But I tell you what, Rhys Hines is already on the 40-man roster. The Reds have a little bit of a shortage of right-handed bats at the moment, right-handed outfield bats. I think Rhys Hines has a real chance of making the Reds roster at some point this year.
I totally agree. And he took a step last year in the second half of the season, and it looks like it's carried over. He did strike out 3 times tonight. He's going to strike out. He's a big guy, long levers. He's got a lot going in his swing. So there's going to be some games he runs into where he's not going to look great. But like you said, a big swing with the home run. He did walk as well. So I thought he looked good. He's just a really big athlete. Like, I think the Reds value that, and I think that's a reason he was added to the 40 man. He runs well. He's a good defender. Has a big arm in right field. So yeah, I definitely agree. He's probably, I mean, right behind Hurtubise and Dunn on the list of guys we'll likely see this year.
Yeah, and Dunn's not on the 40 man yet, so that might be, you know, why Hines might just have a little bit of a leg up, especially if it's a short term type call up where it's not something that they're expecting to have someone up for a long time at some point. Carson Spires, he started off really well. He retired the first seven batters, I believe, then kind of ran into trouble, ended up giving up five earned runs over four innings. Did only walk one batter, struck out three. Carson Spires is just a nice guy with depth, not the way you wanted to start the season. Pirates do have some, the Pirates AAA affiliate, Indianapolis, they do have some pretty good prospects. I know Nick Gonzalez hit a home run off Spires. Overall, your thoughts on Spires from what you were able to see tonight?
Yeah, I thought he looked good. He just kind of did what he does. He throws a lot of strikes. His stuff's pretty good. It's not going to overwhelm you by any means, but he kind of ran into some bad luck as well. I guess you could say he's a little bit of the bad bip gods coming to get you. So he did give up the one big swing to Nick Gonzalez, but overall, I think he just kind of had an unlucky outing. He was able to get through four. So, but yeah, no, I'm pretty high on Spires in terms of as high as you can be on guys that are likely your eighth, ninth, 10th depth options in AAA. So yeah, I think that he's a quality arm to keep around.
Sam Mola pitched a rehab inning today for the Bats. Did give up three hits, two earned runs. Didn't walk anyone, but not the ideal outing for Mola, who we thought was already pretty close. This isn't like I felt like this was a little bit different than your guy making his first rehab assignment after being out for a while. Mola was pitching in spring training games, should have been pretty acclimated. So not the best outing for him on Friday night.
Yeah, I'm a little weary on it. It's the shoulders are always weird. His velocity's down. So I think the biggest thing with him, even before he needs to be activated, is he needs to probably string together four or five outings to where his velocity's up. He's looks good. He's getting people swing and miss. So you have that luxury whenever you got guys like Justin Wilson and Brent Suter already in the bullpen, where you don't have to force Sam Mall up. Like in years past, we'd be like, oh, he's fine. Like, let's get him to the big leagues. We need him. He's like our only lefty. So you have this luxury almost now to where you don't have to rush these guys. You make sure they're fully ready and good to go. So it's not as much that I'm worried about him, but I just want to see him kind of get back to who he was, because we all know how daggone good he was down the stretch last year for this team. So if he's healthy in September and October, that's much better to be healthy than March and April. So to just be smart with him moving forward here.
Yeah, fastball was definitely down. He had one pitch that didn't even register, 91 on the gun. I think he maxed out 92.7. Sometimes you always got to be a little cautious with minor league radar guns, but nonetheless, rough first outing. We'll see how he bounces back next time out on his rehab assignment. One guy that he did give up a home run, but man, he looked really, really good right before they ended up striking out three batters. Tony Santion, he hit 99 on the gun. Bryce, I think we've talked about Tony Santion before because he just had an incredible spring, but this guy's going to get on the Reds roster at some point this year.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the Reds' eight best relievers at this time. And there's just it's hard to debate against it at this point. I put it out earlier. He's thrown nine innings since the start of spring. He's got 18 strikeouts, and he's only allowed one earned run. It's crazy what he's doing. And like you said, velocity's up past what he was when he was what do you have, like a 3.1 ERA in 2021, something really, really solid as a reliever. So it's awesome to see. Clearly there was something wrong in those 2 years that we barely saw him really. So I'm very happy for him. I know he'll be back. Like you said, like you cycle through bullpen guys so often, but we'll definitely see Tony Santion. And I expect when he gets that call, he's not going to give up that spot once he gets back up here. So been very happy for him. I expect that AAA hitters aren't going to be too thrilled to see him coming into the ninth inning for the bats.
A couple other standout performances, or a couple guys that were watching down in Louisville. Jacob Herdebees, he was on base three times. That's just your standard Jacob Herdebees game. Blake Dunn on base twice, stole a base in this one. Casey Legamina, he threw a shutout inning with a strikeout. Bryce, obviously, we all know about Connor Phillips. He's going to be in the AAA rotation. He probably would have been their opening day starter, but he pitched at Great American Ballpark in a inter-squad game earlier this week. Who else on that roster stands out to you kind of as we kind of watch the bats this season?
Yeah, I think a guy that maybe people are a little sour on just because he was probably rushed a little bit last year, but Lyon Richardson, he's still a really good prospect. I mean, he's so young. I think people forget he skipped 2022 fully. He didn't pitch an inning. The last time we saw Lyon Richardson was 2021. He was in Dayton, and he pitched in the big leagues last year after a year removed from pitching in Dayton. So I think it's hard to forget that the development's not always linear, especially whenever you're thrown into some tough situations. So I'm very excited about him. He throws really hard, has a really good changeup. He's got to refine a slider a little bit, but I feel pretty strongly that he's able to do that. And even if not, that's the really cool part about what the Reds are doing right now is they have these guys that can turn into these high floor arms where you can get something out of them. They're going to be a bullpen arm. They're going to be a spot starter. You have a lot of different ways to use these guys.
All right. Rest of the minor leagues will all get started on April 5th. Double A Chattanooga, single A Dayton, and the Daytona Tortugas. Dayton actually does open the year at home. So that's next Friday, April 5th. So if you're out in that area, go check out the Dayton Dragons. I don't think they've announced any other rosters, have they? Did I miss that, Bryce?
No, it should come out probably Tuesday or Wednesday this week.
Yeah, so we'll look forward to that. Some guys moving up, some guys getting into some better cameras. We'll be able to get some better game watching, some better highlights on Twitter, all that kind of fun stuff. So looking forward to that. All right, back to the big league club. Reds back in action on Saturday, 4:10 p.m. against the Washington Nationals. For the Reds, Hunter Green will make his season debut. He's never faced the Washington Nationals before. Bryce, what are you looking for with Hunter Green this year?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for Hunter is just confidence. He's got to get ahead early in counts like Montas was. Be good at what you're good at. I think that's what Derek Johnson says a lot. Like, you got to command the fastball early on. The splitter's great. I think it's going to be a really good pitch for him, but he's got to be really good with his two really good pitches. We all know he's got a really good slider, a really good fastball. Let's see those two working and then mix in the other. So I think Saturday or today is a big start for him. I think that he's going to he needs a good start. I think it'd be good for him to kind of have some confidence building into the next start. I think he's got the Mets at home next week. So just keep building those confidence, keep building good quality starts. I think it's going to be a big year for Hunter.
And hopefully he can build off of what Frankie Montas did on opening day. Only Nationals hitter that's actually even faced Green, Eddie Rosario. He's 1-for-6, 0 walks, and a strikeout that Green got against him. Reds going up against Patrick Corbin. He's maybe the worst pitcher in baseball, at least the worst pitcher that'll probably be on a roster all year. But he's actually pitched pretty well against the Reds the last 3 years, so we're not going to count our chickens too early. Last year, he made two starts against the Reds. Reds did get him for 6 runs on July 4th, but the other start, he went 6 1/3, only gave up 3 runs. And then in 2021 and 2022, he had a 0 ERA one of the years and a 3.00 ERA the other year. So Corbin has pitched well against the Reds. Ellie De La Cruz, 4-for-6 against him with a home run. Stuart Fairchild and Jonathan India hit a home run against him. This is Corbin, of course, is a lefty, so expect a different lineup on Saturday than we saw on opening day, which I'm sure everyone will love. I would certainly expect that we're going to see Santiago Espinal probably make his debut, probably at second base. I'm assuming India probably DHs, Steer still in left. Stuart Fairchild will surely be in the lineup, probably in right field replacing Fraley. probably the only question for me will be, do they let Will Benson play against a lefty in center field, or do they go with Bubba Thompson? I'm going with Bubba Thompson. I would rather have the defense. I'd rather have the speed in there and save Will Benson for a big spot late in the game against a right-handed pitcher. Any thoughts on kind of the Reds, you know, versus Corbin, or the Reds versus left-handed pitchers this year?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think you got to see what Bubba can do. I mean, what's the worst he can do? Hit ninth and maybe make a cool play in center field, steal a base if he gets on base. So, like, I don't really see the downside. I get everybody wants to try to force left-on-left matchups, but, like, it just doesn't really work often. Like, there's not a lot of left-handed hitters that hit left-handed pitching well, and that's okay. Not everybody's Joey Votto. Like, it's okay. So, in terms of kind of what we'll see, I do think we'll see Luke Maley behind the plate. I think he's going to be kind of Green's guy this year. So, he's actually a really good hitter against left-handed pitching. So, I think there's an outside chance that we see India in left field, and Espinal at second, and Stevenson DH. So I don't know. I think Bell's got a couple options because Stevenson is a really good hitter against left-handed pitching as well. So just depends if you want to completely sacrifice defense, you could go India and left, Fairchild and center.
No, right? No, Bryce, no. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Oh, man. That would be malpractice for poor Hunter Green. That would be brutal. All right, checking out the rest of the NL Central. The Pirates, they've started 2-0. They won 7-2 over the Marlins, so good start for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm going to assume the Cardinals are going to lose. They're down 5-0 to the LA Dodgers as we record this. If that holds, they will start the year 0-2. Really hate to see that. But the Milwaukee Brewers, they made their debut. They were rained out on Thursday. One hit, the Mets. I tell ya, you just never count out this Brewers team. Doesn't matter how terrible their pitching looks. Doesn't matter if you've never heard of any of these guys. They can call up whoever the hell they want, and they're just, they all throw 99. They have incredible action. They're great. Is anyone ever going to stop the Milwaukee pitching factory?
No. And I don't care what you say. I don't care how good you think Craig Counsell is. It's just going to keep going. I mean, Craig Counsell already lost a one-run game with the Cubs. I mean, so clearly the guy's not too great.
But yeah, we'll track the rest of the NL Central. Well, Bryce, really appreciate you coming on today. Looking forward to the game on Saturday. It'd be great to see the Reds start 2-0. Before I get you all out of here today, I want to tell you about the Game Time app. If you're looking for tickets either for Saturday or Sunday for the Reds, be sure to check out the Game Time app. I know a lot of our listeners use the Game Time app for opening day and had a great experience. We're able to get the best deals in town. Game Time app has all-in pricing. You can toggle this feature. Shows you the total up front. No surprise fees at checkout. They have the lowest price guaranteed, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. You can take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. And get this, you can download the Game Time app today, create an account, use the code CINCY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code CINCY, CINCY, for $20 off your first purchase. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And links to the Game Time app, links to everything else that we do here at Chatterbox is in the episode notes below. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to this podcast. Leave us a 5-star review. I really appreciate that. But even more important, tell a friend, tell a Reds fan. These idiots do a podcast every single day, every single morning, all summer. Maybe we'll take 2 days off. I don't know. We'll see. But every single day after the Reds play a game, we'll always have a podcast. And a lot of times on days off, I just do one anyways, because there's always something to talk about with the old Cincinnati Reds. Well, hope you have a great Saturday. We'll see you after the game, ninth inning, for Chatterbox Reds Live on YouTube. And then, of course, podcasts up in your feed early on Sunday morning. Have a great day. Go Reds.